Donner brothers last month were charged with crimes including mail fraud conspiracy and wire fraud conspiracy. They're accused of raising millions of dollars for political action committees that weren't really advocating for political causes. Prosecutors say William and Robert Tierney spent a tiny fraction of the money they raised on causes like autism awareness and law enforcement. Joining me to talk more about this is Adav Nodi. He's Senior Director of Trial Litigation at the Campaign Legal Center and former Associate General Counsel at the Federal Election Commission. And Adav, how common or uncommon are these kinds of scam packs?
Well, the operations themselves are disturbingly common and seem to be on the increase. What's not common is prosecutions. It's nice to see the Department of Justice prosecuting and hopefully setting an example by doing so.
What's behind not prosecuting? Are they hard to catch? Is it just a resource issue?
The law as written wasn't really designed to prevent this kind of activity. When Congress wrote the campaign finance laws, I don't think it expected this sort of fraudulent activity. So there's no particular campaign finance law that explicitly prohibits this sort of fraud. In order to reach it, prosecutors have to use wire fraud statutes or mail fraud statutes, more general criminal provisions.
So if you are looking then to give money to a political action committee, are there ways to know whether or not it's legit or not?
Yeah, absolutely. All of the necessary information is available. The Federal Election Commission does a very good job of obtaining reports from all PACs in terms of the money they raise and the money they spend and making that publicly available. The issue is that most people, when they get cold calls asking for political contributions, don't take the time to go to the FEC's website and look up the PAC that's soliciting them and see if they're legit.
Do you think that this prosecution will lead to more prosecutions? I mean, if these two people were conducting their operation in a way that violated mail fraud and other laws, is there a sense that there might be others as well that are doing the same things that might also be prosecuted?
There are definitely others. I mean, there are well-known actors around the country who are engaging in very similar activity. And I think what this prosecution is going to do is going to put some fear into those folks. They may now realize that the Department of Justice is potentially interested in this, in prosecuting this activity, and it may hopefully put a damper on some of the activity. This prosecution is a very big deal. The fact that the Department of Justice, you know, the U.S. Attorney in New York, is prosecuting a fraudulent scam pack that was operated out of Arizona indicates that there's real sort of department-wide interest in cracking down on this activity, and hopefully that'll have a deterrent effect going forward.
One of the things that struck me when I was reading through the story initially was that some of the money that these brothers raised did actually go to the causes for which they were raising money. And it seems like in a lot of times, a scam like this, none of the money would go. The people would just keep the money or use it for something else. Is that common, that in these quote-unquote scam packs that some of the money does actually go where the people say it's supposed to go?
Yeah, that's actually quite common. The people who operate these scam packs know that one of the ways that scam packs get identified is by the percentage of money that they spend on actual political activity versus just paying themselves salaries and fees. So they try to spend whatever amount of money they think is the bare minimum necessary to deflect attention on political activity. And in this particular case that the Department of Justice is now prosecuting, they actually, through a search warrant, got emails between the operators of the scam pack where they talk to each other about, well, what if we spend $100,000? Will that be enough to not draw the attention of prosecutors? What if we spend 5% of our money? How much do we need to spend? They raised $23 million and spent $100,000 of it on actual political activity, keeping almost the entirety of the rest for themselves. That's, by any measure, that is a fraud.
You mentioned that there aren't campaign finance laws specifically outlawing what a group like this was doing. Have you heard any buzz? Is there momentum, do you think, on Capitol Hill to change that, to specifically put this kind of violation into campaign finance statute?
I think there is momentum to do something about this. It's one of very few, and possibly the only, campaign finance issue that has genuine bipartisan support. Neither Democrats nor Republicans like the idea that there are these fraudulent actors out there essentially taking money out of the pockets of legitimate candidates and legitimate political parties by defrauding contributors. So there is interest in Congress, there's interest at the FEC, and there's interest at the state level all around the country in doing something about this.
All right. Adav Noti is Senior Director of Trial Litigation with the Campaign Legal Center and former Associate General Counsel at the Federal Election Commission. Adav, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you.